Baruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, from the two dots. The Gemara previously brought a Braisa explaining a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If there's a concern for the appearance of a Gentile doing something on your behalf on Shabbos, therefore Beis Shammai said you cannot sell, lend, or give to a goy, a Gentile, something before Shabbos, which will then appear for him to then use it on Shabbos on your behalf. Beis Hillel says, according to the Tanna Kamma, that so long as the Gentile can get to the first house in his vicinity where he lives, that's sufficient. We can assume that's where he would then be able to reside, and therefore he put it there, and it's not going to be connected to the appearance of doing something on behalf of the Jew. Rabbi Akiva explains that's not the opinion of Beis Hillel. Rather, Beis Hillel says that so long as he has left the house of the Jew, then already it does not appear that he's working on behalf of the Jew. Now the Gemara brings another machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, this in regards to Chometz on Pesach, or before Pesach. Tanu Rabbanan. Beis Shammai omrim lo yimkor adam chemtzoy lenochri, elim kein yodeya boi sheyichle koidem ha-Pesach. That Beis Shammai says that a person cannot sell, a Jew cannot sell his chametz to a Gentile unless it's with sufficient time that he'll be able to then get rid of the chametz before Pesach. Because Beis Shammai is the opinion that a Jew's chametz has to be destroyed or consumed before Pesach, and therefore he can't then give it to a goy or even sell it to a goy before Pesach unless it will be then presumed to be destroyed or eaten before Pesach. Ubeis Hillel oimrim kol zman shemuter la'ochloi, muter la'mochroi. According to Beis Hillel, so long as the Jew gets the chametz out of his reshus, whereby he doesn't have to consume it or destroy it, he can even sell it to a Gentile that's no longer going to be his, and that's going to be permissible. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Kutas habavli v'kol minei kutas also limkor shloishim yoim koidem ha-Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ascribes to Beis Shammai's opinion, says by kutas habavli, kutas is such a thing where it's going to be used as a dip and it has chametz inside of it and takes a long time to finally consume. Whereby, unless it's at least 30 days before Pesach, so it's going to be a problem to sell it to a goy because he will not consume it before Pesach. Now, of course, Beis Shammai says that although it has to be a Jew's chametz to be consumed or destroyed before Pesach, and therefore you cannot sell it to a nochri shortly before Pesach, but certainly before 30 days is not going to be a problem, just like the kutas habavli and the kutas itself that can be sold certainly before Pesach, before 30 days before Pesach. The Gemara now brings another braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Nois din mezoinois lifnei akelev b'chotzer. Regarding Shabbos, there's a shvus on Shabbos, an isid Rabbanan, that a person shouldn't do tircha yiseira on Shabbos. And therefore, here it says, however, that a person can, yes, put mezonos in front of a kelev in his chotzer, because it's not considered to be a problem since the kelev has his mezonos dependent upon you. Not loy v'yatza ein nizkakin loy. If the kelev ends up taking that food and he brings it to the reshus harabim, so then it's not a problem. Kayoytzei boy noistim mezonos lifnei anochi b'chotzer. Similarly, you can give mezonos to a nochri in your chotzer, a place that's permissible to carry. Not loy v'yatza ein nizkakin loy. If indeed the Gentile takes the food that you gave him and he then goes out to the Reshus HaRabim, so then it's not your problem. Hasu lamali, hainuhach, ask the Gemara, that's the same exact case as the previous one of the Kelev. What are we then adding when it comes to then giving mezonos to the Nachu in your Chotzer? Answers the Gemara, mau desemo, hai rami alei, v'hai loy rami alei. When it comes to the Kelev, his mezonos is dependent upon you, and therefore it's not going to be a tircha yiseira and an iser shavus. You're allowed to give mezonos to a kelev in your chotzer. where you might think when it comes to the Gentile, then his mizonos is not dependent upon you. Kamash malan, in fact, we are mefarnes, the aniye nochri, together with ani Yisrael, as a reason for shalom, darkei shalom, and therefore it's not considered to be a shvus either. And therefore you're allowed to do so on Shabbos. The Gemara now brings another braisa, Tana Rabbanon, Yelo yaskir adam kelov lenochri be'erev Shabbos. A person cannot hire out a Gentile on Erev Shabbos because it'll be assumed that he's going to then be hired out for you on Shabbos. However, Bidalid ubehei mutter, if it's going to be on Wednesday or Thursday, then it's not assumed that he's going to be hired out and doing something for you on Shabbos. He's rather he's doing it for himself. Kayotzoi boy, e meshalchin igorois biyad nochi be'er Shabbos. Similarly, you cannot send a Gentile with letters to be delivered on Erev Shabbos, because it'll be assumed that he's working on your behalf on Shabbos. Bedalid ubehei mutter. However, if you send them out earlier in the week, on Wednesday or Thursday, then there's no assumption that when he delivers something on Shabbos, it's on your behalf. Omru alov al Rabbi Yosi HaKohen, va'amrei lo al Rabbi Yosi HaChosid. It was said about these Rabbi Yosi HaKohen, or some say Rabbi Yosi HaChosid, shelo nimtza ksav yoda biyad nochri me'olam. You shall never give a michtov to a nochri to deliver, even if it's going to be in the beginning of the week, because then he may deliver on your behalf in Shabbos, and it will then give the appearance that indeed it came from you as he was working on your behalf. Says the Gemara, bringing another braisa along these lines. Tanu Rabbanan, ein mishalchin igeres biyad nochri er Shabbos, elaim ken koitzetz loy domim. One cannot send letters send letters with a nochri to be delivered on Erev Shabbos, unless he then set aside a fixed price for the job that he is doing. Now, this doesn't have to do only with sending letters. This can be with any types of malachos. If he set with him a fixed price, so then the nochri can do so whenever it's convenient for him. He has to get the job done, and therefore he doesn't have to do a dafka on Shabbos. And therefore, if he does do it on Shabbos, then it's not necessarily to be on your behalf, and that's not a problem. The Gemara now brings a machlokes. Beishamei omrim kidei shiyagil lebeisoi, in order that until he will get to his own house, then it won't have the appearance that he's doing something on your behalf. Ubeishilo omrim kidei shiyagil lebeis hasamuch lechoimo, and Beishilo says as long as he gets to the place which is going to be the first house after the wall in the vicinity where he lives, then we can assume that's his house and that's sufficient. V'haloi kotzatz, asked the Gemara, but you said in the beginning of the Braisa, if he was kotzatz, if he set aside a fixed rate, that means a fixed amount for his job, then there's no problem. Omrav sheshes hochi ka'amar. This is how you have to read the Braisa. V'imloi kotzatz, if he did not, however, set a fixed price, then there's the machlokes that we just mentioned. Beis Shammai omrim ashiyagi lebeisoi, ubeis Hillel omrim ashiyagi lebeis hasamuch lechoimo. Then each one holds his shita. Either according to Beis Shammai, in order for not to be appear that it's coming to be on your behalf, he's working on your behalf. Therefore, it has to be that he can arrive to his house, or according to Beis Hillel, as long as he can arrive to the first house in his vicinity after he gets to that wall. The Gemara challenged it, but still it says in the beginning of that braisa, then ein mishalchin ella im kotzatz loy domim. You cannot send him altogether. The Gemara says, lo kasha, ha tegevia be davar b'mato, ha deloy kavia be davar b'mato. If you have someone who's a davar, who's somebody, a sholit, a ruler, a Gentile ruler in that town, who's fixed, who lives there in that town, then you can assume that when you're sending the letter, then it's being sent to that person, to that davar, and therefore that's sufficient. However, that which it says that you cannot send, that's talking about when there's no ruler who has a fixed residency in your home, in your town. And therefore there'll be a concern that if you would send a letter, then it will not then get to its destination until Shabbos begins. But if again, if the ruler lives in your town, then he'll find that person in the town before Shabbos with enough time, and therefore will not be a problem. Tanu Rabbanon, the Gemara now brings another braisa. Ein mafligin b'sfina, pachos megimol yamim kodim l'Shabbos. A person cannot embark on a voyage, on a sea voyage, 3 days before the coming of Shabbos. What's the problem? Because since on Shabbos we have a special mitzvah of Oineg Shabbos, and the first 3 days of traveling on a boat cause a person to get seasick, therefore one cannot then embark on a journey 3 days before Shabbos. When is this true? Ledvar harishus, when a person is going and embarking on a sea journey for a personal matter. Aval ledvar mitzvah, shapir dami. But for first a dvar mitzvah, then it's okay, it's permissible. Why? Because we have the concept that we learned before. Oisek ba mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah. A person is involved in a mitzvah, so then he's pater from another mitzvah. And therefore, if he's involved in then going on a journey to perform a mitzvah, that's considered to be his oisek now in that mitzvah. So therefore, he's pater from the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos that will then take place within those 3 days. However, he should then set with the captain of the ship that he should not travel during Shabbos, or he should dock at least during Shabbos. And he doesn't rest, he still continues to travel, then that's okay. Divrei Rebbe, the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Tzorich, you don't even have to then stipulate with the captain altogether. Umetzor Litzidon, on a voyage, on a trip to get to Tzidon from Mitzor, which is only a day's journey. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos Mutter, even on Erev Shabbos it's Mutter, because you can assume that a strong wind can blow you quickly to get to where your destination is, and then you'll get there before Shabbos. The Gemara now brings another braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Ein Tzorin Al Ayara Shel Nochri, Pochos Megimo Yomim Kodim L'Shabbos. The Jewish people cannot make a siege on a Gentile city within 3 days on the coming of Shabbos. What's the reason? Different reasons are given, either because it'll then also affect the Oneg Shabbos, or it'll be inevitable that there will be a Chilul Shabbos, since the first 3 days of a siege will certainly then require certain things to be done that will mechalel Shabbos. V'imchidlu, however, if they did begin, even be'iser, ein mafsikin, they don't have to stop the siege. V'chein haya Shammai Omer, this is what Shammai would say. He would quote the Pasuk, which is only brought here in the Gemara. I read it to, I'll bring you the entire Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this, Rak eitz asher teida, ki lo eitz meichel hu oise tashchis. You shall destroy the eitz, that is not an eitz meichel, the chorato uvaniso motzur, and you will then cause a siege al ha'ir on the city asher hu oise imcho, that is going to be then performed with you milchama, a war. Ad rideto, the pasuk says, until you conquer it, and therefore Peshame would quote this last, the last two words of this pasuk, Ad rideto, until you conquer it. Afilu b'Shabbos, even laying a siege on a city, even if it means to have to leave the siege on Shabbos. The Gemara now quotes our Mishnah that says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Noihagin hoyu. They were accustomed indeed in the house of his father, Rabbi Gamliel, to not give the laundromat the white clothing even 3 days before Shabbos, and have to be before that. Tanya Omar Bitzodok, because they were machmir, even though the halach is like Beis Hillel, that we're not concerned about that, but nonetheless, they were machmir in regards to the white clothing that they had, like Beis Shammai. Tanya, the Gemara brings the Braiso. Omar Bitzoda, Kachaya Minhogo Shall Beis Rabban Gamliel. This was the Minhog of the house of Rabban Gamliel. Shall you noisten Kli Lovon Lekoyves Gimel Yom Koidem Leshabbos? They would give their white clothing to be laundered 3 days before Shabbos, whereas their colored garments they would give even on Erev Shabbos. Umidivrayim lamadnu shalavonim koshim lechavsam yoisim minat tzivuim. From their words we learn that the white garments are more difficult to be laundered and take much more effort and time than the colored garments. And the nafka mina is that in terms of how much the nochri can charge a person, because after all, colored garments are not going to cost as much to launder as white garments. Abai hava yohiv lehahu mana ditzviya lekatzer. And the Gemara explains that Abai, he gave his colored garments to a launderman, to a launder. Amalei, so Abai said to the launderer, Kama boys ilave, how much is it going to be cost me to get these colored garments to be cleaned? Amarle kidechivara, just like the white garments. Amarle kvar kadamuch rabbanan, the rabbanan already preceded you, means they already explained and they already taught that indeed colored garments to be laundered are much easier and therefore they should not require the same price as the white garments. Omar Abai, hi man de yohiv mon lekotzra. Abai now shares with us another piece of advice in regards to getting your clothing laundered. Hi man de yohiv mon lekotzra. A person who gives his garment, his clothes, to a launderer, b'mashcha nisev le u'mashcha nishkol mine. He should measure his garments before giving them to the launderer, and he should measure them once again after receiving them back from the launderer. Because if he were to then, he would pull it, then it would cause a loss to the garment. And if it was shorter, and not longer, but shorter, then he caused it to then be tightened. And therefore, one has to then measure his garments before and after to know if he gave the garment and received it in the same measurement.